single one of us here will remain indefatigable champions. And this morning, to lead us through this section of Excellentia, we have a very wonderful brother in our midst. His name is Uche Uwecha Esquire. Our lead speaker is a lead consultant at Areta Dunamis Consulting. He's a former secretary and legal director of GlaxoSmithKline Nigeria and Anglophone West Africa. Prior to working at GlaxoSmithKline, he worked as a general counsel and company secretary of the defunct Gulf Bank of Nigeria PLC. He holds a Bachelor of Law degree from the University of Science and Technology, Port Harcourt, and a master's degree from the Premier University, the University of Ibadan. He has served as a Christian leader in various capacities, including being the general coordinator at the University of Port Harcourt, and then he became an associate coordinator while doing his master's program at the University of Lagos. Presently, he is a district pastor in the Deeper Christian Life Ministry, Ogudu District, Lagos State, to be precise. With Jesus' joy in your heart and with a resounding ovation, I'd like you to welcome to the podium Uche Uwecha Esquire. You are very welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Impact. Unstoppable champions. Let's rise up to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege you have given to us to be members of the unstoppable champion generation. I'm asking you that you will visit us in a special way. As you raise David from the obscurity of being a shepherd boy to become the king in Israel, as you raise Daniel from being a captive in a strange land to become a primus inter pares, first among equals, Lord, you will visit us today in Jesus' name. For the few minutes we have, speak to us. Open our understanding so that we will understand the reasons for champions failing. And as we understand, we will acquire the grace to rise up, soaring on eagle's wings, so there will be more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Speak to us, Father, and let your name be glorified. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, thank you very much. You may be seated. Before I go on, it is fit and proper to appreciate this opportunity to be able to share a few words with us. And I want to extend my gratitude to our Father in the Lord and for the organizers of Impact for this opportunity. Let me tell you something. For those of us who grew up when there were no platforms like this, we look back with nostalgia. And we were hoping. Now you have a great opportunity. Because if some of us had this opportunity, I'm telling you, we would have been operating in the stratosphere. But today, you have this opportunity. And I'm praying that you are going to make the best use of it in Jesus' name. We are talking about why champions fail. Listen to me. Those of us who are in the Alpha location, and as many of us, wherever you are, who are hearing the transmission from this center, you need to understand the very purpose of God for your life. If you don't understand that purpose, I want to tell you that it will be difficult to become an unstoppable champion. But hear the word of God. He says, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you what? To give you what? That's Jeremiah 29 verse 11. However, the question we need to ask ourselves is this. Why are we not all succeeding? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Why are you not succeeding? Why are you not unstoppable? That is why we are here today. Because as our senior colleagues in the University and Research Center will tell us, if you want to find the solution, you have to look at the independent variables that affect the dependent variable. The dependent variable is unstoppable champions. The independent variables are, what are those things that makes it impossible or makes it difficult for people to succeed? That is why we are here today. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter the challenges you are facing. It doesn't matter where you are in the trajectory of life. The important thing is that if you know the what, if you know the why, you'll be able to understand how you can move forward. And I pray that that should be your experience in Jesus' name. There was this young boy. He was 14 years old with his siblings. They lived in a country called Jamaica. And if you know something about it, Jamaica is a country that has produced some of the fastest athletes, especially in the 100 meters. This boy, because of challenges in Jamaica, moved with his parents, his mother and his siblings to Toronto, Canada. That was where he moved to. And then at the age of 16, he started to run. By the time he was running, there were reigning champions that came from United States of America. But in 1987, this young man broke the world record for 100 meters at 9.83 seconds. It was 1987. The whole world stood at attention. They say, who is this boy? The next year was to be the Seoul Olympics, 1988. And in that race, he broke another record. He defended his title and won the race in 9.79 seconds. So in Rome, in 1987, he ran 9.83. In 1988, September 24, he ran 9.79. But listen to me. 3 days after, on the 27th of September, this athlete was stripped of his title. And the question is, why? Ask your neighbor, why? Ask your neighbor, why? They stripped him of his title because he was found to have taken an illegal substance. He was doping. What does that tell us? It's not about winning. We need to understand that winning is not all. How we win is very, very important. Which is why on this occasion, we want to look at why, I mean, you have won before, why am I not winning now? And how am I going to win tomorrow? And it is our prayer. That's why our Father in the Lord and other leaders has brought us together so that they can put in us the spirit of the winner. And I'm trusting the Lord, you will win. And you will be an unstoppable winner. And the Lord will do it for you. I just want to say that a champion is a person who has surpassed all obstacles. He has surpassed all rival and is number one. Other words for champion will be winner, will be a title holder, a defending champion, a gold medalist, a cup winner, a victor, a conqueror, an overcomer. And if you look at all these words, it talks about people who are able to overcome the challenges that confront them. Therefore, we need to understand how winners are made. But today, in the interest of time, we want to focus on how why champions fail. So we are looking at conquered champions restrained as victims. The question is, why do champions fail? Now, sometimes, listen to me, we think that champions are those who are globally known. No. You might have been a champion in secondary school. Recently, one of our students in our campuses, in the Lagos campus, came out with a result that shook the nation. She was and is acknowledged as a champion because she scored so high in her jam. But do you know that the fact that she scored so high in her jam, if she doesn't continue, if she doesn't understand why champions fail and continue to deal with them, there is no guarantee that in the university where she's going, she will still be a champion. Therefore, it tells you that being a champion is not a one-off event. It's not a, I've arrived. No, it's a destination. You're always going forward. You're always pressing forward so that you can continue to succeed. That is why 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 tells us, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. I want to start by saying that no man fails by default. No man fails. No student fails by default. In fact, it is out of activities that you do or you don't do that you fail. So we need to understand that failure is an inside job. So also is success. If you want to fail, all you need to do is to ignore the rules of success and apply the rules of failure. So why do champions fail? The first important point is that if you forget God and begin to depend on yourself, that is a sure recipe for failure. Number two, pride that I've arrived. I passed that exam. It's nothing to me. Do you remember that in first semester, I made 4.9 in my GP on that course? This one, I don't need to read. Self-confidence. Too big to fail syndrome. That will bring the champion down. It will not bring you down in Jesus' name. Another factor is self-indulgence and indiscipline. I think it was Thomas Edison that said that success is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration. What that means is that no matter how naturally talented you are, if you don't discipline yourself to read, to go on with that project, that research work, to write that grant proposal that will give you the fund to further that your project, to write that new book that will take you from senior lecturer to professor, or those articles, if you give yourself to self-indulgence and indiscipline, of course, there will be a challenge. The next one is an imbalanced lifestyle and ill health. Some years ago, when I was in the campus, I was the general coordinator in River State University of Science and Technology. We had this brother from year one. Every time there will be exam, he will be sick. He will be so sick that he won't be able to write the exam. If he writes, it's just to manage. And then, after the exam, they will come back to health. Of course, year one, year two, he was just, his CGPA was nothing to write home about. Then come year three, and God decided to intervene in his situation. And today, I pray that God will intervene in your situation. As the man of God will minister to us, power will come down. And all those demonic forces hindering you, the Lord will blow them away in Jesus' name. Do you know that ill health can make champions to fail? Also, satanic attacks. Sometimes you see that strange things are happening to you. You read very well. But immediately you step into that exam hall. Look at a student, a medical student. She has spent all the time. Her final exam is like 60%. Of her success. She has spent all the time. She has read. She has done everything. The day before the exam, she breaks down. Or she goes to the exam hall and her mind goes blank. And then she comes out and she's crying because she knows I've failed. Why champions fail? Another one is when you lose your mentors and your advisors. When you think that you don't need them again. And that's why I want to speak to our youths. The influence of peer pressure. Before, you used to listen to your mother, to your father. You used to listen to your guidance and counselors in the church. But now, you have gained admission into secondary school. You are now in senior secondary school. You are now in the university. And you think you have arrived. You don't need mentors. You don't need advisors. That is a sure recipe for failure. And then associated to that is moving with the wrong crowd. When you move with the wrong crowd, failure will follow. Let me break them down a bit before I go to the third part. Number one, those who have no vision or lose their focus will fail. Having and maintaining a vision is the most important requirement to becoming and remaining a champion. Without vision, people will float like an aimless boat. They don't know what they want to achieve. They want to be successful, but they do not know what success really means for them. And I want to speak to our audience, especially those of us in societies, like in Western countries, where the law seems to favor aimless life for youths. Where if you try to discipline the youth, they have this ability to call up the police or wherever. And therefore, parents are afraid, guidance are afraid, counselors are afraid to put their feet down. Listen, if you have no vision, if you have no focus, there's no way you are going to succeed. Number two, those champions fail when they do not persevere in the ladder of persistence. Success clearly takes years of struggle to achieve. Many people have passion, but they are not persistent in their approach to fulfilling it. At the first sight of difficulty, they drop the enthusiasm. You had the testimony of one of our sisters that spoke about the impact of success. She wrote the first, chemistry was an issue. The second, chemistry was an issue. The third, chemistry was an issue. The question is, how many more was she going to write before she comes through? But I give God the glory that she overcame the greatest temptation, which is to look for second best, or to deviate, or to say, well, maybe medical science is not for me. You know, for a lot of us, we lower our expectation. If I cannot achieve this, okay, maybe, let me do the second best. No! Champions are those who persist in the ladder of perseverance. You should not back off at the first sight of difficulty. That's very important. Why do champions fail? They fail because after they have achieved some level of success, they begin to procrastinate and give excuses. You will fail if you're a chronic procrastinator. So some people, everything can be done later. But that later never comes. They can spend time on playing football, doing video games, and during the midterm break, just whiling away the time, not remembering that that term paper, 12 of them, 11 of them, requires time to be able to finish them and finish them well. They continue to make excuses for everything in life. Why do champions fail? They fail because they cease to believe in themselves. And unfortunately, they doubt God. They have absolute zero faith in their own ability. Maybe something happened. While they were in primary school, everything was okay. Now they go to secondary school. And after junior secondary school, maybe in junior secondary school, they were asked to do further maths or some other subject. And because they have not done it before, and they begin to hear rumors from their friends, this is the most difficult subject. Without even attempting it, they begin to fail already. That's why I say failure is an inside job. A man does not just fail without him, of course, accepting that failure is the option. But for unstoppable champions, failure, it's not an option. What did I say? I said what? For me, failure is not an option. What about you? Failure will not be an option. Why do champions fail? They fail because they are proud. They are full of ego. And they know it all. We call it ITK. I too know. That's how they fail. You do not know that no man is an island. That we need our interaction, healthy interaction, positive interaction with others. We need advice. We need counsel. We need guidance. You are new in the university. You are new in the polytechnic. You are new in the College of Education. You haven't gone there before. You need, and in our campuses, we have Deeper Life Campus Fellowship. We have Students Fellowship. Why do we have those fellowships? To guide you, to help you. But for many of them, they will not come. Why? We don't need it. Maybe it's for losers, my friend. That's why champions fail. Finally, on this point, why do champions fail? They fail because they begin to cultivate the victim mentality. It is never their fault when they fail. The whole world is conspiring against them when they are not making it. Is the teacher? Is that my math teacher? Is that my English teacher? Is that lecturer? But you didn't submit the assignment. But you didn't attend class. But you didn't do the, you know, you didn't do what you are supposed to do. They feel they are victims. They strongly believe that people want them to fail, especially in third world countries where everything is attributed to, is coming from my village. Village people are after me. Listen to me. No village person is after you. You rise up and understand the principles of success so that you can overcome the failure. Therefore, playing victim forces them never to take responsibility or be able to own up to why they failed. In summary, we can see that failure is the outcome of consistently not doing something. Because he who fails to plan, plans to fail. We need to understand unstoppable champions, that in a country or in a continent or in a world where people believe in instant everything, instant noodle, instant coffee, instant anything, there's nothing like instant true success. It is the outcome of deliberately planning, painstakingly persisting, not giving up, not listening to the negative voices around you. It's the outcome of you deciding, making a decision, I will not fail, I will succeed. And when you make that decision, the Lord will back you up in Jesus' name. Now, if we look at, before we round up, chasing champions, restarting to victory. Now, let's recognize that people do fail. And some of us here, you might have experienced failure. Let me say that failure will be of three types. Number one is a moral failure. A moral failure is that when a believer that God has been helping turns away from God and goes into sin. Of course, that believer needs to come back first. The first step is to repent of that sin and restore yourself. Remember, that prodigal son, the Bible says, when he came to himself, you need to come to yourself first. In Luke chapter 15, and let's read a few verses there. Luke in chapter 15, I read in verse 15. For interest of time, let's read verse 17. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. And in verse 20, and he arose. He came to himself. He decided the course of action. I will arise. And in verse 20, he arose. So you need to look at yourself. Where have I fallen? What is this sin I've committed? And you rise up and go back to your father. If, for example, you have used somebody's jam, somebody wrote the jam for you or wired for you, you know that in the university or higher institution, God cannot be with you. So it requires you realizing, I did something wrong. You go back to God, you settle it with God, and you settle it with man. Then you can start afresh. We'll call it tabula rasa. The slate has been wiped clean, so you can start afresh. If the failure is of a persistent nature, then of course, you need to look back and say, where did I drop the ball? So that you can begin to pick it up again. And if the failure It's just because of circumstances. One of our panelists spoke about the water. That when water is going and it finds an obstacle, water does a number of things. Number one, water may stay there for a while, rising, so that it can overflow the obstacle. Or it will find a way around it through tributary. And water has been known to melt rock and pass through it. So whatever the challenges are, know that persistence is very important. So what do we do? Rejoice not against me. Micah chapter 7 verse 8. Oh my enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Samuel Beckett said, ever tried, ever failed. No matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better. Now remember, he's not talking about falling into sin. That's no. Once you're a child of God, you must remain a child of God. That is a constant. That is a giving. But he's talking about you wrote an exam, you tried to do a project, you tried to complete your, you know, that project for your NYSC. Try again. Try again. Try again. Falling is not the problem. It is staying down after we have fallen. We should build on our failure. We can use them as our stepping stone. We should close the door to the past. And then we should not forget the mistakes that we made. We don't have to dwell on it. We don't have to let any of our energy or any of our time or space be wasted by the things we could not do well yesterday. Now you know better. You have come to impact. You have learned about the secret of success. You have learned about how you can be a unstoppable champion. Apply your knowledge and move forward. And when we do this, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Somebody said, fail means first attempt in learning. Fail means what? First attempt in what? In learning. So treat every of your situational failure, academic failure, professional failure as first attempt in learning. Because when you know that, then you'll be able to overcome it. Don't make failure your undertaker. Don't be buried by your failure, but make it be your stepping stone. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that sometimes it requires that we swallow our pride, be humble, be ready to start again, even if it's from the beginning. For many, this is the most difficult part. We have failed. The whole world knows I've failed. And so what? You are not the first to fail. Therefore, rise up. Those people, they have not come to Impact Academy in 2023. You are here now. Make the best of it. Use the knowledge you are getting so that you can be the best. Now, I look at point number three before I round up. Chasing champions, restarting to victory. First of all, I want to let us know that there are fears that hold us captive. But the Bible says that God has not given you the spirit of what? He has not given me the spirit of what? But the spirit of what? Power. The spirit of what? And of what? A sound mind. That is God's purpose for you. So overcome the fears in your life. Because if you don't overcome the fears, you will not be able to rise up. I have a number of characters that the world called failures, but they turned their life around. Time will fail me. Let me just take one or two of them. Let me talk about a lady first. She was her on-air career, had a rocky start. She was hired as a co-anchor of the evening news at Baltimore ABC affiliate. And enviable job for a young journalist. But she was dropped after just a few months. They said to her, you are not good enough. You can't make it. By your color, by how the way you talk, you can't make it. She said herself that this was the first and worst failure of her career. However, where others have given up and would have run away, she did not allow her many failures and rejection to wipe away her passion for success. She was able to turn her story around and to build a global media organization. And today, she has become one of the most influential and indeed the richest black woman in the world with a net worth of over $3.5 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oprah Winfrey. That is her. Because when we see success, sometimes we don't understand how it works. For this second character, the condition of his birth was inauspicious. And he has a terrible name to add to his daily burden. For years, he went about like a youth under the shadow of failure and fate. But a day came when he decided that enough is enough. Can I hear you say, enough is enough? Can I hear you say it? Enough is enough. He said enough is enough. He took God at his word and launched a revolutionary appeal that up to today is still legendary for his brevity and pungency. He was granted his request and was transformed from poverty, sorrow, to joy and abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you have met this man somewhere in Chronicles. This is Jabez, the man that moved from sorrow to honor. I don't know what they call you today. In a lot of places, people say you have to change your name. No, it is your destiny. It's your prayer. It's your inner man you need to change. Because when the inner man is changed, I'm telling you, the outer man will become what it ought to be. Allow me to just use one more example of some of the world famous failure. This man, by the time he was 84 years, he has acquired an outstanding 1,093 patents. He was not only an inventor, he also managed to become a successful manufacturer and businessman, marketing his invention to the public. For one of the most significant inventions, he failed 10,000 times before perfecting it, finding the way that it will work. Listen to me. As a child, he had very little formal education, attending school only for a few months. He was taught reading, writing, and arithmetic by his mother. He was always a very curious child and taught himself much by reading on his own. This failure, ladies and gentlemen, is no other person but Thomas Edison. Now, the question is, who will you be? Who will be the next champion rising from the valley of failure? Who will be the next champion? Western churches say success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. It's the courage to continue. And today, I pray God will give you the courage to continue in Jesus' name. Clarion call to champions to rise victorious. What should we do to go back to our winning way? Number one, remember your creator. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. In the days of your youth, remember your creator. Number two, remove the obstacle. That thing that has hindered you from succeeding, remove it. You have to leave that gang. You have to leave those people you are associating with. You have to leave that place you used to go. Remove the obstacle and retool. The question was asked whether somebody, whether if you don't do science, you cannot succeed. I want to say to you that in today's world, where technology, computing, AI is becoming the order of the day, whether you are doing arts or science or technical, you have to be competent at least in the use of computers. It's now, in fact, it's the language of today and tomorrow. No matter your age, a lot of us, we have phones in our hand. Phones that are worth hundreds of thousands of naira. And we only use it to make calls. There are so many things inside there that we can learn to use it. To use social media. They set up Microsoft Meeting, Google Meet, Zoom, Telegram. All those activities to make you relevant in today's world. You have to remove the obstacles and you have to retool yourself. Number three, resolve to persevere. Leave yesterday's failure alone, but make up your mind that no more failure for me. That from this moment, I'm going forward and I will succeed in Jesus' name. Number four, reject discouragement. Discouragement, Satan uses it, as we saw in that sketch that was done here, to tell us we can't make it. Say no to that voice. Say no to that suggestion. You can make it. I say you can make it. And I know you will make it. And I know the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Number five, renew your focus. Maybe you have become distracted. You went to the campus, the joy of being an undergraduate, you got carried away, and then you forgot why you are there. Renew your focus. Number six, rebuild broken walls. There must be walls when you sleep, when you wake up. Somebody said that success is found in our daily routine. It's in your daily routine. I will sleep at this time. I wake up at this time, have my quiet time, read my Bible, then I'll go to class. Before others come, I'll spend good time reading, and then I'll copy my notes. I'm not going to leave any notes on copy. If I have questions, the lecturer cannot answer, I will go to his office, and I will ask questions. You need to renew your focus. Number six, rebuild broken walls. Number seven, reconnect to your champions network. There is a champion network. DLSO is a champions network. DLCF is a champion network. While your professional fellowship is a champion network. Your network, reconnect to it. A lot of us, students, we go to higher institution and we make ourselves, we disappear into the campus wall. Our brethren will not know us, will not identify yourself. You are setting up yourself to failure. Reconnect to your champions network. Then number eight, receive empowerment through prayer. We need to pray. And I want to thank God that in our campuses, we have prayer coordinators. We have prayer leaders. We arrange prayers in the morning, in the evening, different times. We'll take your issue, we'll take it to prayer. God answers prayer. And then number nine, resist the devil. When you resist the devil, what will happen? He will flee from you. When we resist the devil, what will happen? We will conquer. My final statement is to say, glory awaits you at the finishing line. Brothers and sisters, champions finish. They don't just finish, they finish well. Therefore, I want you to affirm to yourself, I will finish, and I will finish well. I will finish, and I will finish well. That project, you will finish. You will finish your junior secondary school in flying colors, you will go to senior secondary school. Your WAEC will be one sitting. My dear undergraduates, those Dean's Award are for you. You will get it. I say you will get it. And I look at our youth corpus, and I know that there are state awards for special projects. That project God is putting in your heart, go on and do it. Strengthen that primary school. Strengthen that secondary school. Provide health care for the community. And God will exalt you in the name of Jesus Christ. And wherever we are in the world, God honors champions. When you finish, you will finish well. And the God Almighty will strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is speaking to us this hour. We have seen why champions fail. But by God's grace, we have seen how and why we can succeed. I end up by reading from Philippians chapter 4. Please open with me to Philippians chapter 4. And we're going to read in verse 13. Are we there? Are we there? Let's read together. 1, 2, go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You will do it. The Lord will lift you from failure to the mountaintop of success. You will be an unstoppable champion. Because Christ is involved, you cannot fail. So rise up this moment so that we can spend a few minutes to pray. And as you rise up, listen. I read that passage again. Philippians chapter 4 in verse 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Therefore, I cannot fail. Can you say, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Therefore, I cannot fail. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Because of, don't clap your hands, say prayer. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Sing it. I cannot. It's a prayer. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail. One more time. I cannot fail. I cannot fail. Because of Jesus, I cannot fail. Open your mouth and say, Lord, because of Jesus, I cannot fail. We have failed in the past. Now I'm rising up from the valley of defeat. And I'm going forward to the mountaintop of success as an unstoppable champion. Let's pray that God will help us. God will help me. He will help you. Every defeat in our lives, everything that has made us not to go forward and we're going backward, the Lord will take it away today. Open your mouth and pray that as the man of God will come forth with the word of God, our lives will be changed. Our lives will be transformed. Every defeat in our life, the Lord will take them away in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help me so that I'll be an unstoppable champion. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we pray. One more prayer point. You are going to say, bye-bye to failure. Welcome success. Open your mouth and say, bye-bye to failure. Failure in my academics. Failure in any area of my life. Failure in my finances. Failure in my research. Failure in my studies. Failure in my health. Anywhere there is failure, say bye-bye to failure. And ask the grace of God to come inside you for victory, for breakthrough, unstoppable champions. The Lord will see you through. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody say, our Father, we are grateful. You didn't create failures. Therefore, we cannot fail. Because of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you that as we hear the word this morning, the power to rise from the dungeon and valley of defeat to the mountaintop of extraordinary success, grant unto your people in Jesus' name. We thank you because you know you have answered. As we continue, continue with us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Can we render a clap offering once again? We are very grateful to our speaker for doing great justice to the topic of this course this morning. And I believe and we are hopeful that we have been remarkably impacted by the topic of this morning. And the Lord will bless us mightily in Jesus' name. I said you'll be mightily blessed in Jesus' name. Let's hear that voice again. Impact. I hope this sun is not stopping you. Impact. That's good. We'll be moving to the next segment. And renowned author James Stevens once said, we get wise by asking questions. And even if these questions are not answered, we get wise for a well-packed question because it carries as answers on its back as a snail carries its shell. So on that note, we are going to be taking questions and answers at this time based on the excellential discourse we have just had. So we're going to be taking questions both online and then from the audience here in the Alpha location. If you have a question based on a topic that has been treated in the Excellentia, can we see you signify by a raise of hand? Firstly, let's identify. If you have a question in a congregation, please can you stand up and walk forward? Step majestically forward. Okay. Please, we'd like to know all those that have questions now. We would not like a situation where the section is ongoing and then we'll start coming one after the other. Once we have those to ask questions, we will introduce the panelists. So we have our numbers now. Okay, now to treat the questions this morning, Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, you will help me welcome Professor Marshall Azeke. Professor Marshall is the former Dean of the Faculty of Life Sciences at Ambrosale University, Ekpoma. He's Editor-in-Chief of the Nigerian Journal of Nutritional Science. He's presently the Deputy Vice-Chancellor Academics of the AAU Ekpoma. He's a Research Fellow of the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation in Germany. Brothers and sisters, please give that clap offering again to help me welcome Professor Marshall. You are very welcome, sir. The second person on the panel is Pastor Richard Aja. He's a professor of French, Francophone, African Literature, Cultural Studies, and Digital Humanities at the Department of Foreign Languages in the University of Uyu. While he was a student at the University of Uyu, he graduated with the first class. He was the best graduating student and university valedictorian in 2004. He obtained his doctorate's degree from the Premier University, University of Ibadan, and presently is the National Treasurer of Digital Humanities Association of Nigeria. A round of applause once again for Pastor Richard Aja. Joining us, I like to specially recognize this person because she only flew into town a couple of days ago with this program in mind. She's a public digital transformation program manager in digital capabilities program. She's a policy advisor for German Agency for International Cooperation, GIZ. She served with the Nigerian Startup Bill Secretariat, working with the federal government to develop a tech ecosystem for the Nigerian Startup Act 2022. She's an honorary global citizen and fellow of the United States government. And then she's a master of public policy, Blavatnik School of Government at the University of Oxford, with an MBA from Quantic School of Business and Technology, United States of America. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please join me welcome Blessing Oluwatosin Ajimoti. Our panelists this morning will be joined by the lead speaker. Please, you give our beloved lead speaker Uche Uwechi a round of applause as he joins the panelists. So we will try as much as possible to take the questions we have here, and then we'll also take some from our audience online. Let's start with the first. That our beloved sister putting on the NYSC uniform, can you step forward to ask your question? Your colleagues are urging you on.
Good morning, church. Thanks for the excellential section. It was really enlightening. So my question is, you said that one of the ways a champion can fail is not by having mentors or advisors. So my question is, aside from mentors in church that or advisors or pastors that encourage us spiritually, how do you choose a mentor on a career path? Because sometimes I found out that most of these our lecturers in departments, they are busy, they don't have your time. So how do you have, or what are the criteria for choosing the right mentor? Thank you, sir.
Which Uche Uwechi Esquire, that question will be handled by you.
Thank you very much. Our sister, you have asked a very important question, which has to do with how do we mentor. I look back and I can tell you that it's often attributed to our inability to explore and appropriate the opportunities that are available to us. In the universities, as I knew, they run a formal mentorship program. But having said that, you have people you admire for their character, for their courage, especially people of the same gender as you are. I found out from interacting with our youths that many will tell you, I'm shy. I don't know how to approach people. No. Interaction is very critical. So I want to say to you that identify the qualities you want. There are people in our church. If you attend our programs, YPF program, IFL program, church programs, even academic programs organized by our Christian bodies, you will find those people. You come to a program like this, you hear some names being mentioned, write them down and approach our leaders. Please, I want to be in contact with such a person. They will give you his or her number. Reach out. I was at Impact program and I want you please to advise me on this. Not until they call the person your mentor that the person becomes mentoring you. You can always ask questions. And I'm sure that if you reach out like that, by the grace of God, you will find the people that will challenge you, encourage you, and egg you on. Thank you.
Please can you give him a round of applause. Our participants online, please, you can send your questions. The link is on the screen. At slido.com, you can use the hashtag #1326984. Once your questions are posted there, we'll try as much as possible to bring same to our panelists to attempt answers to the questions. Let's take that young brother over there. Yes, please, can you step forward and ask your question?
Good morning, church. My question is that when you don't have time for yourself, like you are always going to shop, staying morning till night, and you don't have time for yourself, and when you come home, you are doing your ashes, and when it's time for you to read, you are feeling dizzy, and that is an evasion of failure. My question is that how can you escape failure in that kind of situation?
Our beloved sister, Blessing Oluwatosin, you would help us with that question.
Thank you very much for the question. I actually have a similar experience. Yeah, sometimes you just have to do the work that you need to do, but then you also have other things to do that help you move forward with your life. As hard as it is, I understand that it's the reality for a lot of us. When you're in a situation like that, so maybe you are staying in the shop, if the work you need to do is to actually read your books, try take your books along, for instance, when you go to work, and then any time you can catch a little break, just make sure that you're back, like you're focusing on your books and like avoiding chit chats or maybe all of the banter or the jokes or side talks that are happening at work, because you know that's the only time that you have to study. It is very hard, and we're humans. We can only do so much with our bodies. But then make sure that every gap, every little time you have, that you spend it actually studying your book or doing whatever it is that you need to do and that you're planning to do to actually move forward, whether academically or in some other form. It's not easy, but you can do it.
Thank you very much, Sister Blessing Oluwatosin. I'll take a sister there. Any sister there, yes? Yes, please. Yes, that sister is very eager. Please give her the microphone. Let her ask a question.
My name is Balogun Deborah. And my question is, at the age 7, when I was age 7, I had this purpose of becoming a reformer. When I was age 7, God gave me this vision that I was to be a national reformer, but I don't know how to go about it. First, I was confused. Then I had to pray. Then I noticed that God was giving me the vision. Then I began to have dreams that I was to lead the nation and Africa in general. And this has been bothering me. And every situation that happens in my country, it affects me. I can't sleep. So the passion has always been there. So whenever I try to tell someone that I'm having this this passion of becoming a reformer in my nation, they would tell me, throw it away, you cannot become a reformer because in this kind of country we are, the thing does not work. But in my heart, I know this is a vision God has given me. Okay. And I know I'm going to pass through a lot because becoming a reformer, I am bold enough. But my question is now that how do I become this dream that God has given me since age 10? She's age 7. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Professor Azeke, you are a world beater by every standard. So let's hear you.
Thank you very much. You have already stated the very right precondition to be able to achieve your goal. You have the passion. And you observe that when things are happening in the country, you see the way it affects you. That is a good sign that you are going to be what God has revealed to you that you are going to be. But you need to know that you are not going to start at the national level. Before you see somebody doing sprint, the person sat down, from sitting down to crawling, from crawling to trying to take one or two steps, and then walking before running. Start from where you are. If you are in a school, see how you can cause a righteous change to take place in your class. Then from your class to the entire school, as you go, as you grow older, maybe from the secondary school to the university, use every opportunity to bring solutions to problems around your environment in your school. And within a short time, doors will open up for you. People will recognize you. You see what happened to Joseph? He was a problem solver. At the right time, somebody remembered him. And at the right time too, somebody will remember you. Start from where you are. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Prof. We appreciate that answer. We have a question online, but before we take that question, I would take that brother on suit with a tie. Let's hear your question.
Good morning, everyone. And my question, according to the teaching today, was talking about the excellence of an athlete. And my question is like this. It goes like this. I have a dream. I have a goal of becoming an athlete in the aspect of a bodybuilder. And I took the first step, according to what he said, applying the goal of the rule of success. So as a bodybuilder, you have to start with the middle weight and some of those things, and I've started, and then see go online classes, and then some of you have to follow an athlete, well-known athlete, and his page. So before you become an athlete or a bodybuilder, so I've gone far, but things change when I decided to face the spiritual aspect, because why the lifestyle of a bodybuilder, it doesn't encourage in spiritual aspect, because I will
so explain. Give us your question, please, because of time.
Let me say, in the aspect of the dressing, the exposure of body, and more of those things, I could see that this thing was giving me conveniences. And then in the as a leader, going through my phone, seeing all of those things, I have to reduce them. And when he was teaching, he said you can still go back to it. My question is, can I still go back into all of those things when it doesn't give encouragement to my spirituality?
Pastor Aja, please help us with that question.
Thank you for your question. I think indirectly you are answering your own question. While I say so is that every dream we have, a lot of us as young people, we are in the age of dreaming. But your dream must align with God's purpose. Your dream must align with your relationship with God. If your relationship is going to be sacrificed on the altar of dream fulfillment, then it means you are majoring in minor and minoring in major. It means that you are not going to be what God wants you to be. It is not what the world wants you to be, but what God wants you to be is what you will benefit from. Since your spirit is already agitated, you know that it is a signal that the path you are taking is not really the right path. And so we should always align our dream. If my dream is going to be this, I will look scripturally. I will look at Bible history. I will look at from Old to New Testament. I'll be able to see, is it possible for me to do this? And then I still have my Christian life intact, my work with Christ. If it is not, then I know that no matter how persuaded I am, I'm not going to end well. Like we were told, finishing well, finishing strong, is actually what makes us what God wants us to be. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor. We appreciate that. We'll go online now to take some of the questions we have online. We'll attempt all of them at once. As a youth who is into acting, is comedy a sin? The second question, let's have the slides. We'll attempt all at once. And I am a university student. I got into the school with a malpractice exam. I have not had the rest of mind, but since I got into school, no cheating. I am 20 plus. Professor, you help us attempt that question. I'm struggling with some really bad addictions. I've tried my best to stop, but I can't. I really need help. Elite speaker, you help us attempt that. Please, sir, as a student with different talent and skills, how do you manage your time with voluminous activities even on campus? Professor, you would also help us take that. And okay, let's take a last one. Okay. Maybe we could attempt that. Let's start with the first. Our lead speaker, please help us. Can we put up the slides again from the online so we'll read the questions out once again for our resource persons? Yes. As a youth who is into acting, is comedy a sin? That's the question.
Thank you very much. Let me say that our last our leader here answered a similar question. Whatever you do, whatever dream you are pursuing, please always ensure it aligns with the scriptures. No amount of ambition or excellence in a particular act or action, if it contradicts the Bible, is a no-no. So Christians can, and they do, they are involved in acting. However, always ensure the role you play is God glorifying. Today in Nigeria, it seems that comedians cannot sell unless they make fun of the Bible, unless they make fun of the church, unless they make fun of the gift of the Spirit. That is blasphemy. That is abominable. And we want to make it very clear to our youths, just as our leader here have said, and I said in my presentation, any ambition that will take you away from the kingdom of God should be a no-no. So make sure as you get involved in acting, keep your soul. Recently, I was reading the report of a particular lady. She said, I've decided not to act this particular type of way because what will I say to my children? Believers should think about it. Let the Spirit guide you in whatever you choose, and you'll be on the right path. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Professor, a question on exam malpractice, quickly.
The fact that your conscience is already judging you is an indication that you know that you have started building on a wrong foundation. If a foundation is faulty, you have built a house on a faulty foundation, and you want to correct that foundation, the house must go. The house must go. There's no way. So everything you have built on that malpractice will have to go. Since you already know that you can write exams now on your own, and you're already getting good grades from the exams you are writing on your own, go back and build the correct foundation. Go and rewrite that your exams that you got before through cheating. Go and do it again. And then everything you built on that wrong result, start building it now on the right result. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Want to apologize to all of you who have stepped out to ask questions, but we want to encourage you. We have resource centers around the Crusade ground here. Please, once the program is over, go to our resource centers, meet our counselors, who attend to you people one-on-one because of time. Please, I'd like us to put our hands together for our beloved panelists. We would have loved to tap more from their wealth of knowledge, wisdom, and experience. But for time's sake, we have to proceed with other aspects of the program. Thank you very much, Esquire. Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Sister Blessing Oluwatosin. Brothers and sisters, we are moving very quickly to our variety section. But let me quickly announce to you that as you are there, you are not alone. Because in the course of proceedings this morning, someone great and special walked in, is very much with us. I know if I say something, you will know who I'm referring to. I'm talking about the walking witness of wonders, a father of faith is here with us.